homicide squad here in Victoria.
And what kind of motorcycle is he on?
A BMW GS1200, in brackets, Big Mother. And he's been on it up north, as far north as you can go, Brian. Fairly treacherous conditions. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Darren and Jane. Yes, very treacherous conditions. Wind blowing a gale, water spouts in the water off to just like to drop off the road, similar to the Great Ocean Road. But beautiful, colourful rainbows and nature at its wildest, I'd say, Darren.
I heard you ended up enjoying a champagne and eating king crab and caviar. Tell us about that.
Oh, mind you.
At the top of the world, Darren,
top
Jane.
Of the world.
You know, Shirley likes the best, so it was king crab, champagne, little piccolo of champagne, a red and a black caviar, watching the weather do its worst and best. When you walk out to the monument, we really had to hold Shirley down because she was just about to blow over the edge.
What was the monument for?
Oh, it's just a little monument that announces the top of the world. It's a wrought iron globe of the world there. So everyone goes out there, has their photo taken, hugs each other because it's a real achievement to get this far.
So it's the furthest...
71 degrees north, Darren.
It's the furthest north you can get.
Yes, you couldn't get any further. You could probably walk out another few hundred yards if you could clamber over some rocks, but that's about it. But now we're heading down to the Arctic Circle. So
that's amazing.
Tomorrow we'll be right on the Arctic Circle in Lapland in Finland. Where Santa Claus is, of course.
Yeah, of course. And so now being that far north, you are getting solid 24 hours sunshine.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Solid 24 hour sunshine. Last week, after I rang, I took a photo of the telephone with the time on it. And it was broad daylight.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely broad daylight. You need blackout curtains.
That's right. And the bike, you took the bike right up to that monument as far north as you can get?
Well, as far as I'll let us take it, probably within about 100 yards of that monument in the car park. The only bikes you see up here are BMWs and Harley Davidsons, would you believe?
Yeah.
No one else is going to bring their bike up here, I don't think, Darren.
Well, that's the difference between you and me, my friend.
It's an amazing line that we've got, Brian. I can't believe you're at top of the world. We're nearly at the bottom of the world, and there we've got this clear clarity on the telephone.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's amazing.
Yes, it's not too bad, is it? And I've got to say, James, a real achievement. Cheryl and myself and this bike have been to the bottom of South America, the top of Alaska, the bottom of South Africa, and now the top of Europe.
Wow.
Great achievement.
A little achievement to
us.
It's
huge.
You've made it up as far north as you can get. Brian, we've better move on. Travel safely this week. We'll speak again next week. www.aussiesoverland.com.au if you want to follow along on the adventure.
I did the other day. I went and had a look at that at their website. It was terrific.
Yeah, there's a bit on it, isn't there? Photos. And what about the photo of them riding between mountains of ice either side of the road, like size of buildings. Brian Ricks, thanks for joining us at 4 to 9.
If you have a phobia of going to the dentist or find it challenging,